Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 11th day in the month of August 2025. It's a beautiful Monday. The Lord has kept us through another week, and we are indeed in another one. It can only be by the mercies of the Lord. It's not because we are doing anything right. It's not because we are faithful. It's not because we are very cautious. But the Lord, in His mercy, has kept us all through this time, all through this period, in this season. The Lord has been faithful. So I want us to take a second of our time to appreciate the maker of the universe. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, Always Refill, Always Refill, Part 1. Hymn for today is taken from Hymn 8, I Need Thee Every Hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Jeremiah chapter 25 to chapter 27. And our memory verse is taken from Mark chapter 14 verse 38. Mark chapter 14 verse 38, which says, Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 to 4. 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 1 to 4. From verse 1 it reads, Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with a sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, Always Refill, Part 1. Our manual today reads, In today's Bible reading, after Elijah had called down fire on Mount Carmel, lots of virtue had gone out of him, and he needed to refill. He had just won a victory, and a revival had started. But he got down from the mountain to discover that Jezebel was as unrepentant as before. However, because the anointing upon him was now depleted, he couldn't stand to face her, so he fled. Sometimes people do mighty things with the anointing, thinking that is all, but not long after they are done, they discover that more things that need the anointing are waiting. A fellow can raise the dead in church and people will rejoice. However, when that fellow gets home, there may be another problem waiting to be solved with the anointing. This is why it is important to recharge your spiritual batteries as soon as possible every time you use the anointing. Many pastors host programs, and when hosting the programs, they fast and pray. However, the moment the program is over, they begin to feast and do not allow God to refill them with His anointing. By the following Sunday, people discover that it is not the same fellow who ministered the previous Sunday that is ministering, because the anointing had been depleted and had not been refilled. Fasting and all other ways to become filled with the anointing are not to end when programs end. They are to be a lifestyle. After periods of high spiritual activity, where a lot of anointing is used up, it is important to be refilled to at least the level that you were before, if not even higher. Beloved, you must remain vigilant and sensitive at all times because you have an enemy who never takes a break. He always goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom to devour, like in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Have you just had a great victory? It is not time to let your guard down. It is time to return to the secret place, to recharge and refill. It is time to guard your heart with all diligence so you can remain fit and relevant for God's agenda. The Bible recorded many instances where Jesus retreated to refill. For example, after a major ministration in Mark chapter 1 verse 34, the next verse says that he retreated into a solitary place to pray. He is a perfect model, and we must do the same to remain relevant in God's kingdom. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, after every victory, retreat into God's presence to refill. After every victory, retreat into God's presence to refill. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His words in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.